And I said to Michael when I got up on the stage, I said, now we want you to be provocative. And he said, no, I'm not going to be provocative. So thank you for an entirely non-provocative speech. No, it was absolutely excellent. So the idea is that that our two other panellists are going to respond. Our first respondent joined the NHS in 1980 and, according to the Health Service Journal, has risen to become the 33rd most important person in the organisation. He's actually much more important than that. He is the Chief Executive of Public Health England, and that's the NHS agency responsible for protecting and improving the nation's health and well-being while reducing health inequalities. And I actually can't think of a more important job in health than that. So with his response to Sir Michael's call for action, ladies and gentlemen, Duncan Selby. Just trying to turn you on, as they say.
So that's all I wanted to say. So you think, yeah, I've been with the NHS since I was 17. And it took me the first 34 years to think outside of the NHS. When thinking about what we meant about health. And, you know, Michael's been a big part of my education in recent times. And I get to do lots of public speaking in lots of places. And I'm telling a story. I know sometimes he thinks I don't get it quite right, but, you know, we're broadly in the same place. That the focus we've had in the NHS for the last 20, 30, 40 years, when we think about the public's health, has been about things like tobacco control and harmful drinking. And if we bring it up to today, the harm of sugar. But the much bigger, more important contribution, if we want to improve health, is where Michael has been taking us. And the evidence is unarguable. And if we look at the global burden of disease, which is a sister bit of work to Michael's work on social determinants, and we look at the health of the people, people are living longer, but they're living longer in poor health. And the difference between those that enjoy the best of health and the poorest of health hasn't altered in, 40 years. And if we look at the last 23 years, people in 2014, which is the most recent data, at the poorest end of health are only just after 23 years where the most affluent were back then. So I have this mission. I have sufficient humility to know that it's not a single individual, a single organisation, but a part of telling a story that we need to shift from thinking that further and greater investment in healthcare, as important as that is, will improve the health of the people, and importantly, those of the poorest, and at the wrong end of everything. So the importance of having work and to have decent work, decent paying work, somewhere decent to live, enough money to live on, and where you're living, feeling safe to go out the door, and crucially, to have a friend, a companion, someone to care for and about. There's as much science and evidence underpinning why this matters. Now, given I know you know this, what I'm puzzling, and I think if you could help with this. Given that we know this and that we spend a huge amount of money, it's not a matter of money. I mean, we spent £110 billion on the health service and 100 billion or so in local government. And if we take all the different third and voluntary sector, because many people in this room, it's well over that again. There's enough money. So what is it that's stopping us? It's about how we choose to spend that money. So I'm perfectly confident it's not another strategy. I'm not the Chancellor. I'm not on speed dial to the Chancellor. I don't think you are, Michael. There won't be an election for another number of years. So what do we do? Well, so what do we do? See, I don't feel miserable. Well, I've got a lot of reasons not to feel miserable. You know, I've sort of a privileged life. But I could throw numbers at you. Might even compete with Michael, you know, about that. I say, but what's that about? How does that help? What I do agree with Michael on is that we know we can make a difference. You know, we've halved teenage pregnancy in the last 10 years. Educational attainment in London has gone fantastically in the last 10 years, secondary schools. The number of people who die in a fire is halved. I mean, there's a whole range of things that if we're minded to, we can make a difference. We can make things happen. So what's stopping us here? Why is it? So what I'd rather do, if you're going to be followed by Jane Dacre, who contribute, I just a bit of time for you to say, look, you're not the Chancellor of the Exchequer, so what can we do? What would make the biggest difference? I have an opportunity to influence the NHS, to influence into government. I have an opportunity to do something. What would it be? Okay? I'm perfectly sure it's not another strategy. I think it's fantastic that you're meeting like this. Aidan got me involved. I know you would have spoken about Aidan yesterday. What is it? If he were here, what would we be saying to each other? What would I be taking away?